pioneer of 24-hour rolling news, Ted Turner, who founded CNN, has died at the age of 87. Arguably, Ted Turner is one of the most influential media figures of the last century. He really shaped the news that we consume today. You've only got to look at the ABC News Channel and the rolling coverage that it puts out every single day. 46 years ago, Ted Turner invented this concept when he launched CNN in 1980.
This news service will be called the Cable News Network and will program continually updated half-hour segments of national news, business news, sports and features 24 hours a day. I know that we will succeed, and I pledge to you that we will not let the American public down.
One of the reasons that he did this is because before 1980, of course, news was something that you either caught or you missed.
I worked till 7 o'clock, and when I got home, the news was over. So I missed television news completely, and I figured there were lots of people like me.
And indeed there were, because he poured the profits from his father's billboard business into a television station in 1970, and that was where he started working on this 24-hour model. He was airing low-cost programming all day and night in Atlanta, and it was generating a huge audience. So within a decade, he launched CNN, and he did have a hard time getting not just the audience, but members of the press and the administration to take it seriously. He had to sue the Reagan administration and rival networks to actually get access to the White House press pool. But 11 years later, at the start of the first Gulf War, that is when CNN really cemented its status as a broadcaster that well and truly covered the world and all of its conflicts live.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated. We're seeing bright flashes going off all over the sky. Peter?
Well, there's anti-aircraft gunfire going into the sky. However, we have not yet heard the sound of bombs landing, but there's tremendous lightning in the sky.
Sally, those are the late CNN correspondents Peter Arnett and Bernard Shaw. That is at the beginning of Operation Desert Storm in 1991 as CNN was broadcasting the first Gulf War live to the United States.
And Ted Turner had his admirers and his competitors as well, Luke.
Yeah, this morning there's been a statement put out by US President Donald Trump. He has called Ted Turner one of the all-time greats and also a friend. But the other statement that is being picked up has come from Rupert Murdoch. He followed in CNN's footsteps with Fox News. This morning, though, he has called Ted Turner a trailblazer and a friend. Media reporter and ex-CNN contributor Claire Atkinson told me why that statement is a bit of a surprise.
They were very competitive. Obviously, Ted got there first when it came to cable. Rupert came soon after with Fox News. They had a very contentious public battle. They called each other names. Rupert put Ted Turner's face on a front page newspaper asking the question, is he nuts? Ted Turner famously said he wanted to fight Rupert Murdoch. It was very contentious. And so this statement from Rupert calling Ted Turner a trailblazer, a true American and a friend, is quite a surprise to see that perhaps they settled their differences.
It would be fascinating to get a sense of their text messages and see if they actually did. Claire Atkinson also says that the timing of Ted Turner's death is quite symbolic given what is currently happening at CNN. It's being taken over by Paramount Skydance, run by the son of billionaire Larry Ellison, friends with President Donald Trump. In the last week, you've got various influential CNN broadcasters, most notably Christiane Amanpour, voicing concern about the merger and what it means for journalism at the cable news network. So, you know, already we've got a very different media landscape to the one that Ted Turner pioneered nearly five decades ago. But, Sally, potentially very significant changes too on the horizon for his baby, CNN.